Welcome to day 24 of 31 Days to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Line up with your desires. Have you been doing things backwards by looking outside yourself for things to make you happy? If you're looking for a new house, a car, a baby, or a love interest, or anything else to make you happy, you're looking in the wrong place. Happiness is an inside job. Focusing on manifesting a new love interest, a job, or home can lead you away from what will make you genuinely happy. According to A Course in Miracles, it's the ego's credo to search but never find. If you're looking for happiness in externals, it can be fleeting. Commit to love, peace, and happiness first, and you will discover how easy it is to attract more love, more peace, and more happiness. Why? Because you will be vibrationally matched. Since love is the very essence of who we are and the essence of all that is, you will be in alignment with our Creator. When your primary goal is love, peace, and happiness, you're happy with whatever shows up. Desperation and need repel what you desire because they come from a state of lack. Feeling lack will attract more lack, since you're vibrating at the same frequency. If you're constantly thinking about your empty bank account or the bills that are overdue, you're attracting more of the same. The higher vibrational frequencies of love and joy attract things that enhance your good feelings. From the higher vibrations, you can easily line up with your desires. From a feel-good place, you can imagine how delightful it would be to share your life with a loving partner or travel to an exotic destination. Here's the line up with your desires exercise. This exercise is fun and easy. If you've been practicing the previous exercises, you've been aligning with love and happiness. So we'll use your higher vibration to create more good feeling. Open your journal. Think about what would feel good today and write it down. For example, I would love to meet an attractive man or woman today. I would love to attract 3 new well-paying clients today. It would feel so good to have unexpected money drop into my lap. It would be so nice if my new project would flow easily and be successful. I would love to have a peaceful, happy day. I would love if my house got organized and clean and it was an easy process. The key to this exercise is non-attachment to the outcome, since your attachment can prevent the very thing you desire from showing up. Line up with your desires by imagining they're already yours and delight in the feeling of owning them. Tomorrow, on day 25 of 31 Days to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, sound out! Raise your vibration and strengthen your focus.
Download Marbeth's free guide, 5 Steps to Wealth and Wellness and the Pitfalls to Avoid, at www.getwealthandwellness.com.